Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Welcome to the fake show, where I may even have a fake guest host tonight. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, also, because I'm built like that, I want social network with you. So if you got a social network, Google Smooth Drama, wherever you find me, I'm there for you. You can also email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. And go to the Facebook page. We have a Facebook Smooth Drama page. Go on there, add me, and I will add you back. Because I, of course, want to holler at you. In the meantime, because it's the fake show, got to talk about fakeness. Right off the top, there's the second annual, not the first, the second annual, and I couldn't believe this, Love and Sex with Robots Conference at Goldsmith University in London, because Malaysia, the original location, banned it. Shout out to the people in Malaysia who are like, man, y'all talking about hitting it with robots? Y'all got to go. I'm like, really? They have a conference, Love and Sex with Robots. I mean, whatever happened to, like, human beings, like, wanting to hit it? I mean, am I the only one that don't see a problem with this fakeness? I mean, it's crazy, right? I mean, most people. I mean, the fact that there was somebody that thought, hey, we should have a conference, Love and Sex with Robots, and they had a first one, and it was so popular that they was like, you know what? We're going to do it again. And they did it. Although Malaysia was like, nah, y'all in there talking about hitting it with robots, y'all got to go. Take that to Europe. Which they did. But still, it's like, come on. Really? Sex with robots. I mean, if you've listened to the show before, you know I have a problem with sex with pocket vaginas and stuff like that. There's something to be said about real vagina. I don't know. Maybe the fellas, because, you know, we know people have sex toys, and the sex toy, I guess, if you got nothing happening, You want to get it off real quick. But for me, I'm sorry. The whole flesh thing, I'm carrying the vagina with me, you know, pocket. I got it in my pocket, that unusual bulge in your pocket. And it ain't because you happy to see somebody. It's because you have that. I'm kidding. I'm sure you carry it in your backpack. The gentlemen do who have it. But still, yeah. I'm not getting it. Along with that, you know, I've seen so many articles on fake booty and people dying to get fake ass, and I'm shocked, because you see, I guess I shouldn't say shocked, but you see black women getting fixed a flat in their asses too. And it's like, do you really, there's something to be said that, hey, if you got not as much as someone else, just live your life, live your truth, and maybe you just need to do some stair climbing. Cause hey, you wasn't blessed with the badunkadunk, like the thunder badunkadunk, like you got the thunder thighs, and then you got the thunder badunkadunk, like it's like boom, 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 boom. It's like shaking one side of the mall down that aisle that you walk in. Not everybody's gonna have that, and it's okay. It's okay. I mean, folks. And you see these assets. Doing a show in Indianapolis this summer, and there's this woman who's got this big ass. Like, well, there's one. she was like something right out of a movie. She was just luscious. Then there was another one with this the biggest ass there, but there was something wrong with it, right? Because it's like it like on the sides, it like poked out, but it didn't move. Now, not to say that I'm an expert on ass. I won't say I have a degree from a university, but I will say that in my studies in assology, there was something that was not quite right. Because it, you know, a normal ass, like, and you got on tight to whatever, it like moves up and down. There's a rhythm to ass, right? Even if you try to have the underwear that hold it in and restrict it, there's, you know, ass just can't be controlled. It just boom, boom, up and down. Her ass didn't move at all. I mean, and she was walking and was like twisting, but the ass didn't move. And I was like, that is fake ass. And me and the homie, we spent like all 3 days we were there going back and forth debating, that ass is fake. No, that's got to be fake. It just, and ultimately we came to conclusion that it was fake ass, and it just makes me wonder why. I mean, I know a lot of people have it. I mean, but it's like men. If you're not packing like 10, 12 inches, I mean, is there over preponderance of men just going out there and doing whatever you would do, penis pump, or go and have operations so you can get some extra meat added on? I mean, is that the next level? I mean, you know, we talking about fakeness. We can't just be happy with what you got. Just you have to compensate with something else. It's one of those things. I don't know. I just that, and then of course you have the fake weed, which is crazy within itself, because, you know, they're talking about, scientists are talking about, oh yeah, we're trying to break down marijuana, which basically means the marijuana that you got that's organic, that's not what you're going to get. You're going to be getting that broken down genetic, because they're talking about creating the perfect marijuana plant, which means they're going to be tampering with it, and all you weed smokers are going to be destroying yourself. And it'll be like the cigarette smokers. If it was just tobacco, it wouldn't be that bad. But it's like the 45 other harmful ingredients that they add that kills you. I mean, there's the synthetic marijuana that's making people lose their brain cells. And then there's going to be that GMO marijuana. You're not even gonna know the difference, because they ain't gonna have no I mean, you barely can get the regulations for food. They're gonna be regulations to tell people this is GMO weed, this is non-GMO weed, they're going to be like organic weed, non-organic weed. I mean, are they really going to do that? I mean, because that's what we're coming down to here. And it's, you know, the fakeness, the artificialness of it all. It's amazing. And it doesn't seem like people care that much about it. I saw that there was the Republicans, they're talking about repealing Michelle Obama's Healthy Food Act, talking about it's too much to maintain and the kids are just throwing the healthy food away anyway. So it's like it won't put junk food back in the schools because it's like, man, they don't need to be eating healthy. Why? Put some of that Carl's Jr. back up in the schools. Or what was that stuff? The pink slime. Don't know what that stuff is. It's like for the burgers. Yeah. Healthy food? No. Fake food? Yes. It'd be like a Taco Bell. You know, Taco Bell got sued, got in trouble for the 40%. Because they only had 40% real meat and the other 60% was special ingredients. I mean, that's what we're talking about feeding the kids. Because, you know, the kids are the future, but we don't need no future because there's too many. I believe the term they would use is useless eaters. I'm guessing they're trying to get rid of them useless eaters by just, hey, we're going to get rid of the health food initiative because why do kids need healthy food? That's just, it makes no sense. I know it makes no sense to me because it's like, why have healthy food? Because they only make the kids feel good and learn better because they have proper nourishment, but that's not a real issue. And plus, it's not an issue in some schools where they're not governed by these acts. So they just go ahead and they can bring whatever they want and they can cook whatever they want because they don't have to follow the guidelines if you're going to these rich private schools. Whereas if you're going to the poorer schools, you have to follow those guidelines. So poor people get told they have to eat fake meat. Rich people get healthy food. That's how that goes. Funny, but true. And last, before I get off of this segment, man, I saw something that I could not ignore on the terms of fakeness. You know, not only you're going to have fake sex with a robot, you're going to have fake booty, fake weed, fake titties. Now we got jujumama.com, which is, and this is funny, the premier online spirituality, sex, and relationship school for humans. And they made sure to put in for humans on there. And I'm like, I mean, is there like a online spirituality, sex, and relationship school for non-human that we don't know nothing about? Why they had to delineate, like, hey, this is for humans. You can't be bringing your dog, you can't bring your cat, you can't bring your alien homie, humans only. Yeah, online spirituality, sex and relationship school for humans. Because nothing says realness like an online school for spirituality and sex. Last time I checked, we called that porn, but apparently. Now it's Juju Bauer. I'm sorry. I couldn't. Normally I don't do that, but it's kind of funny. Juju Mama gonna teach you how to be spiritual and be sexy at the same time. I'm going on break. Here's the homies, the Hugh Space Invaders.
together, you guys. Ooh, drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was the homies, the Hugh, Space Invaders. Coming to Annihilators, better run for cover. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And I believe I have my fake co-host for the night on. Welcome, fake co-host. How you doing?
Did I just hear the word fake? Good evening.
Right.
Hi, how are you?
I am good. How about you, Miss Love Tap? How are we doing?
Oh my goodness, Love Tap is feeling real fake right now.
Okay.
Nothing real is happening. The only real thing happening right now for me is nothing.
All right. Well, we're going to go right into my favorite part of the show, actually, on the end of the week. This is the dumb ass of the week. All right. Dumb ass of the week is my main man, Justin Barkley, who he murdered 52-year-old William Schumacher December 8th outside of Walmart store. The dude was a UPS driver, a seasonal UPS driver. Barkley killed him and said, "Oh, I thought I shot and killed Donald Trump." It's like, homie, Donald Trump is not a UPS driver. I mean, you would think know that, but he actually said that in court. And there are some things that if you say it, somebody should like hit your knuckles with like a sledgehammer or something because you were stupid enough to say it. That would be one of them. You kill a guy outside of Walmart, a UPS driver, probably just so you can take some toys, and say, "Oh, I thought I was killing Donald Trump." Yeah, that's it. And as he was running away from the police, he shot at them too. Now, you can take a guess what ethnicity is because he shot at the police and survived.
Well,
yeah.
Are we saying that he's faking mental illness?
Yeah, I would take a gander at that he is faking mental illness and a whole lot of different illnesses that I'm sure some brothers in the pen will help him solve.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Can you fake my butthole hurts?
I can fake sympathy.
Yeah, I have none at all. Speaking of which, having none, hater of the week, George Karl. If you don't know who George Karl is, George Karl, the basketball coach, coach Denver, Seattle, Sacramento. He's coached a lot of different places. He came out with a book. I don't know the name of it, and it doesn't matter. I didn't even need to hear no more after he came out and was talking about Kenyon Martin, J.R. Smith, and Carmelo Anthony. All young men who he said they had all that money, but they had no fathers, and they didn't know how to be men. And he wrote a whole bunch of terrible things about them in the book, obviously to sell the book, but at the same time, you talk about them, and you know, I'm not even going to go racist because he is a Caucasian man. I'm not going to go racist on him. I'm just going to talk about him as a coach. Yeah, he's got 1,100 wins, 800-something losses, right? But he's had the best record in the league a few times, meaning he had the best team in the league. And as a matter of fact, his team is one of the teams that got knocked out of the playoffs as the first number one seed to lose to an 8 seed. His team did that. He's had some stacked teams and never won shit. So,
good,
you know, and to make it worse, you know, generally I wish cancer on the hater of the week, haters of the week, whoever they are. But he already had it. And he got over it.
Now that's cold.
No. What's cold is what he did. See, because he's tearing down people who, I mean, we talking about the circumstances that Kenyon Martin, J.R. Smith, Kenyon Martin and Carmelo Anthony in particular didn't have their fathers around, but they grew up to be upstanding young men who are millionaires, and they're doing all right for themselves, and they're not out killing, robbing, stealing.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't call it that. He chooses to tear them down, and I choose to tear down his record because as a coach, I mean, he did good enough to lose when it mattered.
Well, see, I don't follow sports, so I would have to fake pretend to know anything.
Well, no, there's no fake. You don't even have to fake pretend. We're talking about a guy who you're criticizing people to sell a book, and you know they compare him to Phil Jackson, who went at his, but Phil Jackson won 11 rings. George Karl has no rings except for if he's married, the wedding ring. That's the only ring that he has.
Okay.
You can't talk if you ain't won nothing. It's like one of them rules. I'm bragging like I'm the best, but you're not the best.
It's like you're not even a cheerleader. You're a pepster. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, you know the person cheering in the stands, but they're not a cheer. That's George Karl. And he's on ESPN as a commentator, and he's not very good. I mean, I turned away because it's like, one, he's like, his voice is raspy because he has the throat cancer, so he sounds like that serial killer in the middle of the night chasing you.
That's cool. I mean, I don't follow sports, but I do watch the news. And when the sports part comes on, I flick to something else. But there are some sportscasters that I can tolerate, and there's this one particular that I have in mind on my local news that, to me, very irritating. And there's an anchor that loves him and he loves her, and they're both irritating. But yeah, I can't really relate to sports. I had a real bad incident around sports where I'm just totally, I can't relate. That's all I can say.
Okay. Well, I understand. You was the one, you went out there to play volleyball, the girl hit it in your face, and then you just went off and quit. I got you.
No, I was worse than that. I was the girl on the basketball team that had no clue about basketball. And when I got the ball, I'm dribbling it, and I feel like I have the floor. No one's in my way. Little did I know I was headed in the wrong direction to shoot the hoop. I shoot the hoop, I go for it, and I'm thinking everybody's like, yay! But they're all like, no! It was terrible. I was
Did you? Hold on, did you score?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, then you're all right. I actually saw a game. I saw a game a couple weeks ago at a tournament I'm at, and the guy went to the wrong basket. and he made his move all strong and he scored, and you know, his teammates were like, "Ah, man, what's wrong with you?" He's like, "What? I scored." He's like, "Strong basket." And so, and he was actually a good player. He just, he gonna live forever with that memory. Yeah.
I struggled hard.
Right. Well, we gonna go non-sports related here. Groundhog Day. Same old thing happened. Nothing ever changes. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder comes out and says, "Hey, I ain't worried about facing criminal charges over Flint. Because, shit, I quote Ricky's words, I have no reason to be concerned. Because, hey, I'm a white man in America. And all I did was screw over poor people."
Yeah, that's messed up what happened to Flint. I don't see why they don't call an act of Congress to do something immediately. Why are they still suffering?
Well, they did. They did do it, but they're fighting over certain what they call pork packages. So Flint still doesn't have water yet. They're still fighting, debating over it.
There should be something overloaded signatures. It's not even funny. Water is life, and they're playing with lives. And this has been a long time that they've been dealing with this. And you can't just give. It's only what?
It's only been a couple of years.
Go a couple of years without drinking water, period. Shoot, go a couple of months. Go a couple of weeks without drinking water. Your body automatically begins to wither. But, you know, they're giving them bottled water like, oh, we have a Band-Aid for the problem. I mean, you know, it's like putting a Band-Aid over an open wound that needs not only stitches but surgery, you know?
Yeah. Oh, Rick Snyder's not worried about that, though. He did nothing wrong. I mean, let me be clear, though. His aides have been charged. when Snyder appointed them, when the state was under state receivership, his emergency managers, Darnell Early and Jerry Ambrose, they got charged. But not him. Groundhog Day. The dude in charge who actually committed the crime is not the dude that's going to be charged. He's going to get off scot-free. It's going to be the dudes under him. They did it. I was on vacation. They hit the switch and poured the lead into the water. That's what happened. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. But on a lighter note, Black Lives Matter just launched a website to promote Black-owned businesses. BackingBlackBusinesses.com, which is a website that allows people to discover Black-owned businesses throughout the country. It launched on Monday, so I guess you can go through different categories and search for businesses: food and beverage, health and beauty, entertainment, and lifestyle. Black Lives Matter say they want BackingBlackBusiness.com to become the biggest and most easily accessible Black business database in the country. So, if you're out there listening, as a Black business owner, you always hear people say, "Oh man, glad y'all exist. We don't know where to find y'all." Well, sometimes you can Google certain things or get the information where they're at, and now you have another place to go: BackingBlackBusiness.com. I'll be monitoring it to see how it goes, how it's received. We know people talk about oh, we're gonna back it, but are they really checking for it? I mean, let me ask your opinion on it. Do you think that it's a venture that gonna take off?
You talking to me?
Yeah, you're the only one here. I'm not talking to myself.
This is what I'm thinking. I'm wondering because, like, you know, I live in this city where I want to say Black Lives Matter began, was birthed, you know, and when you drive around and you see people with Black Lives Matter signs and pickets and T-shirts and all that, I really don't see any Black people holding signs and, you know, pickets and wearing T-shirts and petitioning along the sidewalk. And I'm not one of those persons to pull out my phone and video everything that I see, but I record it in my mind and I hold on to it as something valuable to me. And I'll never forget, I saw these a group of five Caucasian people. They were on High Street by that Walgreens, and
Yeah. They
all had their Black Lives Matter, and they were into it. People were honking. I think I even honked. So when I hear this that you're mentioning, I'm wondering, you know, what color are the supporters? And I know there's probably listeners that are like, what does it matter? You know, it doesn't matter at all, but except, you know, sometimes you just want to know, you know, and I'm one of those people. I like to know. Want to get down to the finite thing. I'm one of those persons. So, I would definitely support it.
Well, those people you're talking about, they've been out there for a year and a half. I've talked about them for a year and a half. They are diehards. They were there before it was even cool to say Black Lives Matter. They were out there with just
the
cardboard.
For those that ride the BART, you know, I don't know if all the listeners are I'm pretty sure they're not from the Bay Area, but, you know, being a little bit familiar with the Bay Area, BART is, you know, one of those tourist things to do. But, you know, you see Black Lives Matter as soon as you come out from the San Francisco Tube or going in, you know, from San Francisco to Oakland, and you see it. And I don't think they're Black either. You know, so I'm not saying that it matters. I'm just saying that, you know, you don't really see a lot of Black people being out there with petitions.
I think it's a very important distinction that we can make. When we talk about Black Lives Matter, I make it a point to illustrate that in my day-to-day life in conversations with whoever, Black, white, Chinese, Mexican, whoever. My life is important because, you know, you're at work. You'll always hear and have these conversations. And I, in particular, always like to, if I'm going to interject, I'm going to interject thoughtfully and make sure that, you know, we're talking about that we matter.
Absolutely. As my comedian says,
we're just talking about matters at this point.
I think it's great that the conversation is happening in small pockets, you know, because small pockets make a huge difference, you know, because people are taking these conversations into their intimate circles, you know, that might not have certain experiences, and I think these conversations are great. But, you know, getting back to what you were saying, you know, would I support the Black businesses listing? I definitely would. I don't care who's running it. You know, it could be a pack of pit bulls. I don't care. You know, but I definitely support it. It sounds like something positive, and I'm definitely down for something positive. Hopefully it's not fake, you know, but
what we're talking about here is supporting Black businesses. I mean, because there's one thing that America understands. America understands the dollar. And so if you want to make a statement, if y'all not going to treat us right, and it's something that you should be doing anyway, you should be supporting your own black businesses, because these businesses and these other folks are not going to treat you correctly until you make them. And plus, you've got plenty of black business owners like myself who would love for you to shop. I will be your friend to the end. I'm like Winnie the Pooh. You can just like touch my stomach and whoo, I'll say all kinds of nice stuff to you. We're going to go on break here.
I love ethnic businesses anyway. You know, I can't get enough. I don't care where I am. I don't really shop a lot because I'm pretty busy. But
well, we'll continue this conversation when we come back from break here. This is Mystic, Ghetto Lullaby.
My people,
you don't have to cry.
together, you got smooth drummer.
Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Mystic. Ghetto Lullaby. Can't live like this forever, can we? 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I hate the NAACP. You want to know why? You want to ask me why I hate the NAACP? You know, yeah, you always, NAACP, they're supposed to be down for black folks, right? Just, you know, I'm like, National Association for the Advancement of Color People. It's an outdated thing, right? But still, because we don't call black folks colored people no more, but whatever. Semantics. The NAACP is pushing for national economic boycott of North Carolina. You want to know why?
Why?
Because North Carolina didn't repeal HB2, which was the bathroom bill. I'm like,
what?
Yeah, now, you know, this bathroom thing, I guess it's important to some people. You know, like, hey, if I dress up, if I'm a woman, if I dress up as a man, I want the right to go into the men's bathroom. I'm not hating on you. You can go to whatever, because as me and Miss Little out the other night, hey, nobody's standing in front of you when you want to go to the bathroom. It doesn't really matter.
Here's one good way to solve that.
Yeah.
You make all the bathrooms one stall, one door, one person fitters, and make them unisex. Anybody could go in and use the bathroom. Bam. So there's no discrimination. And you're at your own privacy. It's one door, one stall, one, you know, one sink, you know. So that fixes that right there. Voila.
That 30 person line, wherever you're at. But that's a whole nother subject. The NAACP is talking about a national economic boycott of North Carolina. Now, granted, Trayvon Martin, Philandro Castile, I mean, it's so many people have died, right? Shot, unarmed black folks. NAACP, did they call for a repeat, something with the police, something, anything?
No.
I mean, did we hear anything from these shiftless Negroes? Anything? I mean, I'm just saying, because they come out and they're like strong for the bathroom. Like, I mean, you can just like go outside and pee in the bush. It'll be all right. But
I did that for the time.
Right. So my point is, they come out for the bathroom, but for black folks getting killed, it was basically like this. It's like, you know, crickets
like
in the air. Yeah. Are we coming out? Are we talking about boycotting businesses until something happens?
Well, I know a funny story that happened involving the NAACP.
Yeah, we're still calling for them. They still don't answer. But go and tell your story.
Well, I know I know this instructor from a school. And he's a white guy who's pretty much very disgruntled with America, pretty much, in politics. And without going into detail about that, he comes across very abrasive. And so he gets frustrated at his place of work, and he tries to relate to America through the NAACP, pretty much. So he goes to a meeting, and he's basically, because at this point he really thinks that all blacks are racist, and he goes to the meeting, and he's sitting there. He's paid up on his membership and everything, and they're passing out the itinerary, and they totally skip over him as if he's not even there. And I'm just listening to him tell me this, and I'm fascinated. I just couldn't believe it. And he's like, yeah, maybe because I was the only white guy in the room, they didn't know that I was a member and that I paid my dues.
Hold on. So you're saying that he said that he was a member of the NAACP, he paid his dues, and he was expecting what?
To be treated like a human, to be included in the meeting, to be present. You know, he expected to be basically included. They were passing out what they were reading and about to go over for whatever they were doing in their meeting. When they were passing it out, he says that they skipped over him.
Mm.
And yeah, and he was like, and how racist is that? And so I was just listening to him, you know, and here's this guy, you know, he's a white guy in America. He's telling me, you know, I'm just now understanding what white privilege is, but he doesn't understand white privilege from the person of color perspective. He understands it from, I just now got an aha moment, but it doesn't relate to what people of color have gone through. It's more like he thinks now that he just got his voice. But anyway, I digress.
Okay. So, perfect example of white privilege. Talked about last week, the black cop in Milwaukee got fired and got arrested. A Georgia policeman was sentenced to life in prison on Wednesday after being found guilty of murder earlier this month in the death. A taser death. Black dude. Now, what does white privilege have to do with a black cop going to jail for life in prison for killing someone? Well, as we know, even in the most ridiculous of cases, I lost my hearing. I believe that was the Philando Castillo. When the lady's like, I lost my hearing, we're not shot him. I mean, they make up all kinds of excuses, and they get off. The black cops go to jail for killing. The white cops do not. I mean, to this day, I'm still going to say, you know, they say George Zimmerman, stand your ground. Last time I checked, chasing someone is not standing your ground. It's chasing someone. He chased and killed a teenager. True. He wasn't standing his ground. But see, we're talking about, I mean, and he's not even white. He was like Mexican. But the point is, that is the white privilege. The exact same thing we do. We go to jail, life in prison. They can kill somebody on camera, and it's obvious the dude has done nothing. Sitting in the car, give me your license. You pull your license out, you get shot. Well, he looked dangerous, pulling out his license. It's like white privilege. That is the epitome of white privilege.
And now that's the new form of Jim Crow. People of color, well, particularly, primarily blacks, primarily, but people of color, you know, going to jail for these petty reasons and primarily drugs. But I have my own ideas around that. But it's also now being called the new Jim Crow. This is how we keep people of color from advancing into our neighborhood, so to speak. You know, so they get caught up. People get caught up on these petty situations, and they get records that hold them back for years. You know, and they can't progress because they have all this stuff on their, you know, name, and
right.
It's just a mess. But it's also called the new Jim Crow because it's ridiculous, you know, how this preferential treatment has been
No, because it's not the new Jim Crow. It's just Jim Crow.
I said that's what. Here's the new Jim Crow because we're not really going the paper bag treatment. We're not really dealing with that anymore.
Hold on. What we're talking about here is you're being arrested for a trumped up thing, and then you have to work for minimum wage. That was Jim Crow. That was Jim Crow. You got arrested for something stupid, and then there was only certain jobs that you could work. Same thing. It just, they say that they repealed it, but you just change it up. It's sort of like I always say, they don't say slavery no more. They say human trafficking, but it's still slavery. It's just human trafficking is a kinder, gentler way of saying it. Now, instead of Jim Crow, it's called punitive justice. So the it's the same thing. It's just we're on semantics at this point. Nothing more, nothing less. Jim Crow. People just don't want to say it's Jim Crow, but it's Jim.
It's definitely Jim Crow. I concur. You know, shit, new Jim Crow, old Jim Crow, it's all Jim Crow, no matter how you crow. Here's a crow, there's a crow everywhere you crow, crow.
Right. A crow is a crow is a crow. I mean, the inequities that we face. And, I mean, like you talking about the black businesses. That is so sincere right now. Look, if we want to make a change, a sincere change. Mm-hmm. He was talking about who's out there protesting and all that. Protest with your dollars.
Absolutely.
You want to make protest with your dollars. Your dollars count way more than a cardboard sign or a T-shirt, for that matter, unless you're buying a T-shirt from the black vendor. I mean, this is where we're going to come up. I think black folks got the message right. I mean, do the message, you think?
I hope so. I mean, you know, black people are a lot classier, you know, than what they give themselves credit for, put it like that. You know?
Well, I mean, class has got nothing to do with it. At this point, we got to be hardcore and support our own. If folks won't treat you right, I mean, like Chick-fil-A and all them, they don't take you seriously. Every time I see black folks in Chick-fil-A, I want to do a drive-by. I really do. Clapping.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Sir, I think supporting your own is a matter of class. It's a matter of dignity. You know, culture. It's cultural as well.
We talk culture, but we're going to have to do that on another day. I want to thank you, Ms. Love Tap, for coming on the show. Special guest, hopefully we'll get you back again. F the N word, and this is another Smooth Drama production, and we out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.